The Islamabad High Court on Monday adjourned proceedings in the case regarding the release and repatriation of Dr. Afia Siddiqui after her American lawyer, Clive Smith, confirmed plans to visit Pakistan. Justice Sardar Ijaz Ishak Khan presided over the hearing, which was rescheduled to May 6 following a request by Siddiqui's Pakistani counsel, Imran Shafiq Advocate, Express News reported. Shafiq informed the court that Smith, who represents Siddiqui in the United States, is set to arrive in Pakistan on May 4 and requires time for consultations before appearing in court. The court accepted the request, noting no objections were raised by law officers or foreign ministry representatives. Additional Attorney General Umar Aslam, recently appointed to the case, was absent from the hearing. The presence of Clive Smith is essential for informed legal arguments, Shafiq told the bench. Justice Khan agreed, noting the significance of coordinated legal input in a matter with international dimensions. Dr. Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist, is serving an 86-year prison sentence in the United States on terrorism-related charges. Her case remains a high-profile matter in Pakistan, sparking repeated calls for her release and return. The Islamabad High Court will resume hearings on May 6, following Smith's expected arrival and consultations with the legal team. Previously, IHC raised concerns over the transfer of detainees to the United States without a formal prisoner exchange agreement, as it heard a plea seeking the repatriation of Dr. Afia Siddiqui. During the hearing, the federal government submitted an application requesting the immediate disposal of the plea for Siddiqui's release. The court issued a notice on the government's application and sought a response, Express News reported. Justice Sardar Ijaz Ishak Khan questioned why Pakistan had handed over Daesh commander Sharifullah to the U.S., despite having no formal prisoner exchange treaty. Addressing the additional attorney general, AAG, he remarked, "You claim there is no agreement, yet a detainee was handed over without one." The court also referred to the Dr. Shakil Afridi case, stating that the government had been given an opportunity for in-camera proceedings regarding his possible transfer to the U.S., but its response had been unsatisfactory. Justice Khan further observed that the government seemed eager to dispose of Afia Siddiqui's case, adding that such actions would be noticed internationally. The Prime Minister wrote a letter, visas were issued, everything that could be done has been done. Does this mean the government wants to wash its hands of the case? He asked. How did Dr. Afia Siddiqui end up in Texas?